We will go ahead and begin our post-race media availability here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for today's second annual Pocono Green 250. And we're joined by today's race runner-up and the new NASCAR Xfinity Series points leader. That's Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Allen Myers Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. Justin, not a win, but I'm sure you're happy to be walking away with that points lead coming out of Pocono.
Well, I'm disappointed that it's not a win, but really happy to be walking away with the points lead. You know, Jason Burdette made a great call today. You know, we had a really fast Allen Myers Chevy. I was really proud of the guys when we unloaded yesterday, and we didn't show it on the board per se, but we felt like it was pretty good. And then this morning, qualifying, I knew we were going to have a great shot at a good finish today. And the first half of the race, you know, just managing the racetrack and managing the other cars. And, you know, when Jason made the call, I didn't know how it was going to work out, but I was trying to play it all out in my head and see, you know, how much time we were gaining and losing to the other competitors. And you know, this place is so big. You're just kind of, you're watching the screens or you're doing what you can, but you really don't know a whole lot of what's going on. And when the caution came out, I thought we were in trouble, but it worked out. We got a great restart there and battled it out at the end. I'll be honest with you. I was really disappointed when I got into third gear just a little bit too early down into one, trying to get underneath Kyle and slid out, and Brad got a run underneath of me, and unfortunately, I feel like that's what cost us maybe trying to have a shot at going for the win, but still fun racing with Kyle and with Brad. It was a fun battle down at the end. I mean, Kyle was just hanging on, and Brad was really, really fast, so it's still all in all, it was a good day, and really proud of our guys.
We are also now joined by our third-place finisher, Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 Ineos Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing, and Kyle, Justin mentioned it. You were just holding on there at the finish. Please walk through those final laps from your perspective.
You know, the last 15 laps or so, you know, I was not expecting to get to the lead there on that restart. It just all worked out for me, you know, where Elliott gave Brad probably too good of a push down in the corner and got Brad loose, and then Elliott overshot the tunnel turn. I got to the lead, and I would be okay for a few laps, and then I would get extremely tight on exit, especially off of one and two. Turn three, I thought I was pretty decent, but off of one and two, I just had to slow down so much in the center of the corner and couldn't get the run down the straightaways that I needed. And, you know, I knew Brad had fallen back a ways, but he was, you know, shoot, half second faster lap probably than everybody if he's in clean air. So I figured he'd get back up to us, and was surprised with the speed that Justin had there at the end and Brad as well. You know, I think Brad was helping Justin get closer to me, you know, probably drafting out straightaways. And you know, I just, that last lap there, I got into one and was trying to be patient, and you know, I was downshifting as well, and I just got too tight off turn one. I couldn't get committed to wide open as soon as I needed to, because I was just plowing, and Brad got a good run on me. So fell back, and then I got really tight in dirty air behind Brad in the tunnel, and then Justin got by me too. So disappointed I didn't get the win there on the, you know, whenever you lead the last lap, but it was at a pretty, I guess, big disadvantage just because my car wasn't handling very well.
Okay. We'll open the floor for questions. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start here with Lee, and we'll go to Kyle.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Great belated birthday present. Get the points, Lee, Justin.
For sure. You know, celebrating birthday this week. I feel kind of old, I'll be honest with you, and getting older. But
we should look old.
Well, I grew the beard to look older. Maybe it's time to shave it off again. I don't know. But, you know, I didn't know that there was as many bonus points for the chase or for the playoffs as there was until about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and somebody told me how many bonus points there were, and I'm like, man, I gotta get on it. You know, I'm gonna have to, you know, try to catch Elliott. And we've been fortunate enough; we've had some really good races, and Elliott's had some not so great luck. So it's worked out that we've been able to take the points lead. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, between the two of us, you know, I'm very proud of where our company's at as a whole. And, you know, what we've been able to accomplish here. And I feel like we can keep gaining points, you know, not necessarily on each other, but on the rest of the competitors, hopefully, and you know, run it down to the end of the regular season. And hopefully it's, you know, Elliott and I battling it out by a point or two when it comes down to the end.
And Kyle, we saw Cole Custer dive off a few laps before the end of the first stage to, you know, go with that kind of strategy. What do you think we're going to see tomorrow? You know, this place is so big as far as people coming in if they don't have a shot at getting max points in the stages.
Yeah, I thought at the end of the second stage, into the third stage was an interesting point in the race because you had a lot of people pull in, take their tires and fuel before the end of the second stage, and then just do fuel only, and their pit stop was way quicker than the rest, myself, Brad, and I think Kyle Benjamin there at the time. So we lost some track position there, and it would have been tough to race up to the top two or three. I think tomorrow will be, I don't really know. The stages are longer, so it's kind of hard to say how the strategy is going to be, but I would say it'd be some of the same stuff you saw today, a lot of different, three or four different strategies going on. I wasn't very happy with my car today, or really all weekend. Yesterday it drove like crap, but we had a lot of speed, and today, it was pretty good for just a couple laps, and then similar to the Xfinity car, I'd get really tight off the corner, really loose into the tunnel, which you saw me spin out there today, so that'll be fun.
I thought you were just trying to see the fox.
Yeah, I was looking for that fox, but no, I don't know. It's going to be a handful, but I'm confident my target team will make some good adjustments overnight.
Okay, we're going to go to Kyle, then to Zach, and then we'll go upstairs to the press box.
Kyle Magda, the Times Leader. Can you guys talk a little bit about the differences from this year's race and last year's race with the aero packages, having higher downforce last year than the lower downforce package today?
I'm going to let you answer this because I got wrecked like way early. And it didn't. I've been on Brandon and Dulcie to have an Xfinity Series race here for years, like since 2008. So last year I was super excited we got to come here, and then I got crashed early and didn't even get to run for the win. So you want to answer that? I don't know.
It's hard to really remember how it was. I feel like last year, I don't remember my car. I remember being able to drive in the corner a lot further and then, not really get as tight on exit. But I do remember, a balance change where I would get tight on exit, similar to this year. But this year, I felt a little bit edgier getting in the corner and then, tighter off the corner. So this is kind of the first track where I felt like the lower downforce has really made an effect. Every other racetrack, I don't think the cars drive any different. So maybe we just missed the balance that much. But I thought the entry speed was probably a little slower this time, and then the exit was tighter. I didn't downshift at all last year. I think the gears were a little different this year, but I didn't downshift at all last year. And this year I was downshifting after the first seven laps of a run. I'd start downshifting.
Go next to Zach and then upstairs to the press box.
Zach Sterniola from the Pocono Record. Kyle, I know with Justin and Brad closing in there late and knowing that your car was getting kind of worse and worse as the run wore on, how differently did you have to drive there in those final few laps knowing that they were coming as quickly as they were?
Yeah, I was going as good as I could. I wasn't really making any mistakes, but as they got closer, I had to start, not trying to carry as much momentum and just more so be lower to try and screw them up behind me and have them get my dirty air. So that's really all I was kind of doing differently there the last few laps when Justin got close to me, and then when Brad got to second, I was trying to do the same. I was just getting too tight to be able to, roll enough speed as well as stay down.
Okay, we'll go upstairs to the press box for a question.
Hi, this is Justin Melillo from the Racing Expert, theracingexperts.com. This question is for Justin. Next week is Michigan, and that marks the halfway mark of the Xfinity regular season. What would it mean to you and your team's confidence if you're able to maintain the points lead in a halfway now that you've gotten a taste of being on top?
Well, I think, for us, the challenge, number one, was getting to the points lead. We were down 70 points or something, maybe like six races ago. So, we've had a steep battle in front of us, and we knew we needed to work on it. That being said, now that we're there, obviously when you're up front, you don't want to relinquish the points lead. So we've got to do a really good job, not necessarily giving up on offense, but not focusing too hard on defense either. We got to do the things that we've done every week these last six or seven weeks that have gained us the points and try to keep that momentum going. And so, the end of the regular season bonus for the you know, regular season points leader. I think that's huge. You know, we've already been fortunate enough to gain some Xfinity Series bonus points. You know, we got locked in by winning the two Xfinity Series Dash for Cash races, and the win at Phoenix technically kind of sort of locks you in. So, I mean, I feel like we've got a lot of things going for us. We just have to make sure we maintain and do the things that we know how to do. And if we do that, you know, we'll be fine. So we just need to make sure we stay on top of it.
Any additional questions here in the deadline room? Well, gentlemen, thanks for the great show today, and good luck next week in Michigan.
Thank you.